Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Here's Otto Lopez. And Lopez just got hit.
So Alfonso Marquez going to call in the troops. And the umpires are going to talk about this.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. See, I wonder why would an umpire immediately huddle with other umpires when the third batter of the game gets hit?
Just to talk about it.
What's the big deal?
No biggie.
Guys get hit all the time.
Right, right. Perhaps they were tuned into the post-game press conferences yesterday, or maybe they have the internet, and you know the umpires meet before every game. You know this. Your cousin was an NBA official, and so the umpires, they get in that umpire room, and they put on their stuff, and they talk about the game, and I'm sure one of the topics today was the post-game sound from yesterday. So they're in the umpire room thinking, all right, guys, let's be on the lookout. We may have some action early, first inning. Otto gets dotted, and so, all right, let's huddle up. We talked about this. Who wants to issue the warning? Yeah, let's go about doing it. And they do it, and the Marlins manager loses his Schmidt.
Right.
And he gets thrown out.
Right. Because he wants to know, why the hell did we just get warned?
Exactly.
We've done nothing wrong, and he's right.
He is right, and the whole thing, and Grandy was mentioning this earlier about, you know, you want to be first. That way both teams get warned, and that way, if they retaliate, then they're the ones who pay the price. The whole idea about warning both teams is stupid.
Well, and
it's like the double technical in the NBA, right? Or offsetting fouls in the NFL.
So many Giants fans are like, no, we like got to send a message, and that'll gather the team, and then the team's going to go out there, and they're going to have a mission, and they will conduct themselves differently. Who did that today?
Oh, the Marlins.
The Marlins did it. The Marlins did it. So again, like 310 texts in and goes, sorry, I totally disagree with Willard. You need to stand up for your players. They got hit 4 times. Melvin needed to make it clear he stood behind the players. Guess what? He has all of their phone numbers, and in fact, they have a clubhouse with doors. So they can close the doors, and they can say that to each other without using microphones. They don't need to say it to John Shea.
Love you, Shay.
Say it to each other, not John Shay, because the Marlins and the umpires are listening, and they all got schooled today. The whole thing blew up in their face, whether they want to admit it or not. It all blew up in their face, and now you get yet another L. I hope Monday through Wednesday was fun, or Tuesday through Thursday, or whatever.
Yep, and I mean the biggest piece of it was, that happens, and then the Marlins manager comes out, and he's rightfully irked. Like, I'm getting warned because the third or second batter of the game just got hit or whatever, and I'm getting warned? It's a bunch of Casey Schmidt, quite frankly. And so he gets run, and the Marlins are like, so our guy gets hit, we get warned, our manager gets run? Oh, no, let's go out there and win this game, fellas.
Right.
Hey, you, whoever you are. hey, you.
Hey, Cody.
Totally.
Go get a hit.
Seriously.
You got it, boss. They did.
And they did.
Yeah, they did. So, anyway, at a certain point, the Giants will have to turn their page to Chicago. That's they're probably getting on a plane flight here shortly, headed for Chicago. 3-game series against the White Sox this weekend, which was, by the way, the scene of the crime earlier this week. I wonder if everybody saw this. Did you all see the Ketel Marte story? Ketel Marte, star player for the Arizona Diamondbacks, the D-backs were in Chicago earlier this week, and a fan heckled Marte, and this really kind of, it caught my attention because, and I'm already going to forget his name, who's the gentleman we had on a few weeks ago who has made an entire social media platform out of heckling?
Trev Chirps.
Trev Chirps. But one thing I really loved about Trev, and he made a point of this, is Trev is doing all of his heckling in a very creative way, but it's very PG. Trev has on his mind the fans that are around him. Trev has on his mind the players who are hearing him. And in fact, the players have started to come out publicly and been like, dude's really creative. And he can get under your skin, but he's not going to offend you.
And he's not going to make it personal.
Right. Like, in other words, one of the things that Jackson Merrill got hit on was three putting. As a golfer, and Jackson's like, damn it, I started three-putting as soon as this guy. Like, keep it in that realm. Well, this fan in Chicago made fun of something that is oh so hilarious, which is that Ketel Marte's mom, about 7 years ago, died in a car accident. And I don't know exactly what the guy said. Something along the lines of she got what she deserved. And Marte heard it, and he burst into tears. Because there is nothing more emotional than that. And I've actually, there's so much criticism to go around here. First of all, I appreciate that Major League Baseball has stepped in and they have banned this fan for life from all ballparks, which is exactly the right move to do. But I've seen some people, and this will happen all the time. Oh, the millionaire ball player can't handle the words from the stands. I bought a ticket. I can say whatever I want. I tell you what, man, where are we headed here on this? Where are we headed? Because, by the way, you can hear it. This is heading straight from Twitter now into people's actual mouths when they are in a protected space, or at least they feel that way, behind the net in a stadium where they'll go ahead and say whatever the hell they want, no matter how inappropriate it is. But I've seen people be like, dude, Marte, shake yourself, dude. It's just some fan saying something. Get over it.
Right.
It's crazy, man. I don't know. How did that one grab you?
It hit me, and I didn't know at first what was said. And then when you find out the nature of what was said, it's like I put myself in the position of the individual who actually said this. And I saw a report that he's 20 years old, or I think early 20s, oh. The individual who did this, and makes me think, like, what sort of a dark soul do you have to think that and then shout it out loud enough to where a player's going to hear that? And, you know, for me, it's always a case of, if you wouldn't say that to Ketel Marte outside this building, like, hey, here comes Ketel Marte walking down the street. Hey, Ketel, you know, and you say what he said, like, you would never say that. So what you're talking about is exactly right. The fans think that you're in this protected space and you're going to say something so vile and so hurtful. And I don't know what reaction you want. Are you thinking that the player's going to hear that and then, you know, struggle to get a hit? Or, you know, the fact that Ketel Marte reacted like that, where he just breaks down. It's like, you'd have to be an absolute black-hearted individual to not feel
totally awful
about the fact that you just did that.
Well, a bunch of thoughts going through my head. Like, first of all, there's a lot of this right now that for some reason people just think is funny. You know, the Giants never caught that person who hucked the ball onto the field in the middle of play from the upper deck.
I thought they did because I saw the video of the guy.
Later, I still don't know if the Giants found out who that person is. I have no idea. All I had heard was that they never found the person. And then 3 days later, a video pops up on social media and whoever did it thought it was really funny. I appreciated Shasky. Shasky kind of went off on it the next day, to where he's just like, do you understand like how unbelievably dangerous that is? Do you understand? And I'm not surprised that this stuff is coming from people who are 18 and 19 and 20 years old. And not to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but this is the cycle of life. It's no different than when you turn 16 and get your license. I was no different. The way you drive through your neighborhood, my son does it now. I hope he's listening. It's completely inappropriate. It's too fast. But you think you're invincible. You think it's funny. Oh, all the old people, you worry too much. Everything's fine. Yeah, until you come around the corner and hit the old lady walking her dog. And then it's not funny anymore. It's a constant cycle of life. But now, at least recently, we're seeing a lot of it at sporting events. And the reason it kind of popped in my mind today is because of something I said to you 3 hours ago. You know where this wouldn't happen? At least in my very limited experience? A Valkyries game. It wouldn't. Like, that was one thing I noticed about the environment last night. There's just this, it's a little sort of a tweak to the experience of being at a major sporting event. Last night, I'm at the Valkyries game, and you've got all the intensity of a game where people are really into the result, but there's also this, like, cynicism that has not arrived in the room. Nobody is like, oh, you make $58 million a year, and I spent $280 on tickets, so bleep you, I can say anything I want. Reverse is true. I bet most of the people in the stands made more money than the athletes last night.
Exactly.
And the only fan behavior we're looking at is Pods because he's a little overexcited.
Right.
So I was like, gosh, that's kind of a fascinating twist to the dynamic. And again, I, for one, found it to be very refreshing and spoke with other adults in the room how they will be like almost actively looking to bring their kids to that environment more because it's less expensive and it's more positive.
Yeah, and it's always a different thing based on the various sports because an NFL game, most fans are so far away that you don't really have that opportunity. And even if you're up close, you probably wouldn't in your right mind say that to a football player who is most likely bigger than you and certainly more aggressive than you, even if you're in the first row
right.
or whatever.
Right.
And although, you know, you will shower these people with garbage if necessary. And, you know, basketball is a little bit different where we've had some incidents where fans are saying things to the players. I think that a lot of it for me is where we are with social media and just commentary. We now have a society online where you can say anything you want and get away with it. You can have the old egg emoji on Twitter and you can just be, you can be an egg and you can blast away at whoever you want to blast away at. And you and I get a tiny fraction of what I'm sure celebrities and athletes get, but you're able to just fire away and say what you want with impunity. And it's the culture beyond social media in many ways in our society. And so all that spills over into many other avenues, including sports.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm getting at. And I just like, I don't know, man. I don't really like, you know what? I don't want to say that you can't heckle. I actually think heckling is amazing if it's done right. The best heckling in the world happens at TPC Scottsdale every single year. What do they call themselves? The Bird Gang or the Bird Nest or whatever? Is it the 16th hole, that par 3?
Right.
At the
Completely encircled by bleachers.
Right, right. And Tiger Woods made the hole in one there years ago. And the hecklers are famous. And the reason they're famous is because they're unbelievably creative. They do research. They research every golfer that's going to come through there. And they find some way. And what they're trying to do is to, like, see if they can get a laugh. See if they can get a laugh, a wave, an acknowledgement from the golfer. They are not trying to make the golfer cry.
Right.
They are not trying to do something to get on TV. They're not trying to huck a ball at somebody. They're just, it's kind of like what I would say Trev Chirps is doing. They're trying to, like, spark a conversation or something. But, look, I mean, baseball handled this the way baseball needed to handle that, and that's good. But I also, you know, I don't, I don't know that that in this moment that's kind of going to stop the role of this that it seems like it's on right now.
It's fan behavior in general, and you know, you talk about like NFL games where you get into the second half and, you know, Niner fan and Eagle fan, now we're going to throw hands because we are so drunk and, you know, we've been talking trash to each other all game, and now, boom, we're going to fight, and 12 cameras come out, and now we put that out on social media, and that becomes a thing with the fan fight, and, you know, who won the fight? Was it the guy in the Jerry Rice jersey or the guy in the Jalen Hurts jersey? And so, you know, fan behavior, crazy, I think, has reached a low point to a certain extent. The NBA is a little bit different because, for one, you don't get as liquored up because the tailgating phenomenon doesn't really exist in the same way at NBA games.
It's too expensive to do it inside.
You're not kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, let alone the Uber home because you're too hammered to make it out of there. And baseball, I do think with the quicker game, it's a little of the same phenomenon now where you've talked about it. You went out to get a hot dog in the second, you come back, it's the bottom of the fourth.
Totally.
So it's a little bit tougher. And I just think about it overall about fan behavior in sports. You know, we've gotten to a point where, you know, fans feel like you're saying, oh, you make $55 million a year, you can take it.
Well, that's what I think it is. I really think that all of this whole conversation for me revolves around money. That's what I think it is. I know a lot of people will be like, oh, this generation and these kids. I mean, everybody feels that way ever since I've been alive. Whoever has turned 40 or 50 or 60 looks at kids and goes, ah, you know what I mean? This world's going to hell. So I try to steer clear of that, but I think that this is about money on two fronts. You got athletes making so much money that people feel like that is like the catch-all. You make that much money, you should just be able to deal with this. You should deal with my comment. You should deal with me throwing a ball at you. You should sign my autograph if I ask, and I get to be mad if you don't. And then here's the other half of the money. I spent a lot of money to be here. I spent a good portion of my weekly paycheck to be here, and that gives me the right to do or say whatever the hell I want while I'm here.
Even the I pay your salary guy, right? I pay your salary.
Hilarious.
Well, it's, you know, that level of expectancy where, you know, and I understand it. It's expensive and it can be frustrating. For example, if you want to go to a Niner game and you live where you live or where I live, it's a 90-minute to 2-hour journey.
It's a vacation.
And, you know, the parking is expensive and the tickets are expensive. And it's pretty much an all-day thing if you're going to do it. And the tailgate and, you know, you have some beverages and you get in there and this and that. And so, you know, there's a certain amount of built-up angst that goes with some of these experiences. It doesn't excuse the behavior, but you see it. You go to, especially football games where, you know, it's a 1:25 start, and you get down there at 10, which means you leave your house at 7:30 to get in line to get in the parking lot, and you're tipping them back, and you get to about 3:15, and we're late third quarter, and now it's like, man, I got to fight somebody.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I wonder about this dynamic because it's been a number of years now. Like, because you bring up the NFL, the whole experience of the National Football League has changed so much over the years. There was a poll, and I feel like, God, it might be almost a decade old now, but there was a poll that was asking people, would you rather basically get tickets to an NFL game or watch it from home? And for years, the answer was, of course, tickets to a game. And then at a certain point, the answers flipped. And it got to be a more popular thing to watch it from home. And there are tons of reasons for that. I think fantasy football is at the forefront of that. I feel that way. If you go to a 1 o'clock Sunday game and it's a 49er game, you miss all of the other games. All of them. Now, of course, on a personal level, I'm doing that show at 5 o'clock. I can't go to a 1 o'clock game for the 49ers because I won't be able to be in my seat for my show, and I won't be able to host my show because I need to know everything that's happened on all the other games. We love Red Zone Channel. And so take the money out of it, take the parking out of it, take all of that out of it, and instead, what do I get? I get to sit on my own couch and watch all of the games and root for a team that I built, as opposed to my general manager built them. I get that. I totally get that. And I wonder if that's going to continue. Like, I wonder if both from a cost standpoint, from a safety standpoint, from a logistics standpoint, are we moving down the road of not wanting to go to games anymore? Because it's just too much. Everything. It's just too much to handle.
Yeah, time, effort, money.
Finances,
all
yes.
All the rest all of it. And it's something I thought about maybe 5 to 10 years ago. If I owned one of these sports bars, for example, and let's use Laughing Monk as a great example. We've been down there, right. And it's a brewery, but it's also a fantastic place to watch sports. If I was in a space like Laughing Monk, I would be selling season tickets at my bar. So you would get, you'd get 18 Sundays because 17 games and there's that bye week in there, right, for everyone. So you get 18 weeks. Sundays and you have a guaranteed seat at my bar. So instead of having to worry about, you know, you want to go watch your team and so you got to get there like 11 to make sure you get a seat, you just sell a season ticket at a bar. And that would, what would come with it would be, you know, discounts on food and other perks and you just have a seat. Season tickets, dude, at a bar.
Dude, you want to open a restaurant with me?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, who wants to invest in the Willie and Dibby bar?
You get like, you know.
I don't have enough money to start that
and
by
me
myself.
Me either. Yeah, place like Laughing Monk, I would say indoor they could seat 150, would you say? It's a
at
nice.
At least. I go north.
Call it 200.
Yep.
So you got a 200 seat place with a bar, high tops in the lounge, and then tables and. You got TVs everywhere, so they're all sports bar seat types. You sell about half of it, season tickets on Sunday, and the other half are walk-ins.
Yeah.
Boom, you're welcome.
No, I mean, that is an idea. I do look at it sometimes. Like, this is, again, took the kids to Valkyries last night, took the kids to the Giants the night before that, and yes, we were 0-2, and I will wear that. But I know. But that said, like, we love it. They love it. They want to go so often. And you and I are very, very fortunate in some of the access things that we have to be able to create these experiences, but it's still a lot. It's still a lot. I mean that from just expense. I mean that from getting point A to point B. You know what I mean? And some of this is a personal stuff. You and I are on the air until 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Like to be in my seat for a 6:45 Giants game, that's not an easy thing. There's some rush hour going on out there. So some of this is already baked in, but I do wonder. I wonder if that's something that for a lot of our listeners and fans, if that's starting to flip through the years and whether it's a financial thing, whether it's a logistics thing, or whether it is the people around you thing. You know, and we haven't had many bad experiences through the years, but you've had some. You've definitely had some. And it does feel like maybe we know about it more because of social media,
right?
Because we do get videos now every time somebody is a jerk in the stands at a game.
Yeah, and part of it is too, and I'll speak for you just because now you are over 50 and I've been over 50 for a lot longer than you, but as I've discovered myself more getting older, my tolerance for those variables has gone down dramatically.
Sure. Of course it does.
So you go to a game, you know, if you're Grandier Lucas, late 20s, early 30s, you know, there's a lot less of the knucklehead factor that would affect you. And, you know, for me, getting older, things like that, whether it's an obnoxious heckler who's using profanity or, you know, fans who are, you know, spilling into you or, you know, all the annoying things that you might experience, those things bother me more than they used to. So I don't want to have this be the two old guys. Come, going to games is for the birds.
No, but it's funny. Like, yeah, I love it, but I hear you. Little stupid stuff, right? Everybody's standing up and you guys got to go to the bathroom for the third time. And again, I'm not saying I'm triggered by that, but at what cost point do I go, you just watch this thing on the TV.
Yep.
It's too comfortable. I can be in my socks. I can get my snacks. I got my bathroom. I got my people. Like, why? 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 You know what I mean? Why?
Yeah.
Why do we need to make this much effort? I still love it. I'm not at that point yet.
Oh, no, but I love it too. Yeah. But if I'm looking at, like, the Venn diagram of the in-person experience and then the annoyance factor, the blend is greater for me than ever before. And I would say football is the one where I'm most likely to be kind of annoyed. The things that can go on, whether it's super crowded and the inebriation sensation that can take place. And for me, I don't mind standing up, but if I'm standing up and someone behind me is yelling at me to sit down, I'm not sitting down. Like, we're going to stand up. This is a big moment.
It can make it worse.
We're going to stand. Oh, we're going to stand. You know me. I will make it worse.
Yeah, I know you will.
But
I know you
the
will.
Only thing is, in hockey, you're required to sit down because of the way the seats are, the pitch of the seats. You have to actually sit down and sit back. Otherwise, people can't see.
Does everybody at a hockey arena know that?
Yeah, pretty much.
They do?
Yeah, I think
I've been to a lot of hockey games. I didn't know that.
Down at the Tank, especially, or SAP Center. Or,
okay.
I've been in a few years, but
yeah. It's
pretty much a known factor that you can't, you know, if they score, hey, jump up and sit down.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway.
Yeah, I get that. Football games, though, dude, I mean, that's just, it's a unique energy. I still love that.
Oh, I love it.
I love going to the night ones. You know what I mean? That's
for sure.
For so many reasons. That way, if it's a Monday night or a Thursday night, I'm not missing all of the other games. Plus, let's be real, the whole Levi's Stadium Sun thing, it goes away. If you go to a night game, like, I find night games down at Levi's to be incredibly pleasant and fun.
Yes, and the roar of the crowd when you've got 70,000 at Levi's and, you know, somebody breaks off a big play for a touchdown and the crowd's going wild, it's even more exciting than, you know, somebody hits a home run. That's great, but the football, bigger crowd, successful moment, the euphoria of that is better than
it's
the other
great.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Jonathan in San Jose has called in. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for the call.
Hey, good afternoon. Dibs, are you telling me you haven't gone down and seen Celebrini yet? Is that what you just admitted to? I heard you haven't been down to the Tank in a few years.
Yeah, that's what I admitted to. Would you rather have me sit here and spin tall tales about the 14 games I went to this year?
No, sir. Maybe hit up his father, your buddy over there on the Warriors, and see if he can throw the station a couple of tickets for the boys.
Yeah, but, I think I have my own ability to get down there, but I appreciate you giving me some advice, Jonathan.
No, I am none to give to the advice that you froze. So I just wanted to chime in about, you know, as a dad of myself of three, I'm kind of with you guys about, you know, going out to Levi. It's not exactly what it's been. And it's quite a mission, Will, if you're not lying there. And I wondered if you guys have seen at the casinos they have at the Hard Rock in Dallas, they were showing when the Dallas Stars were in playoffs. This theater room they have, and it's not just about a cool screen. It's the camera angles they have inside of there. It's almost like a virtual reality, how they have some of those companies use those cameras, and they have, like, these angles that it makes you look like you're really, like, in the actual arena, and I thought that's pretty cool and, a cool solution. So if you guys can get something like that, you got people that willing to invest.
Oh, I mean, Jonathan, you can meet, by the way. I mean, Jonathan, thanks. The text line did light up with people who would like to invest in our restaurant.
Good.
I don't know how much they're planning to give us.
Yeah, we'd need a good amount.
Yeah.
We need the space. We need the liquor license. And
this could all happen. We could go on Shark Tank.
It's not bad.
And we could, you know. You could do the whole, like, you know, yeah, waka, waka, waka.
Well, I got to do the waka, waka.
That's you. You're better at that.
Yeah. You just stand there and
I'll just
be
do all
looking.
The talking.
That's great. That's
when,
right.
When you try to talk, I'll interrupt you. And then, yeah, we'll see if that dynamic gets anybody excited. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, just call our place Season Ticket. That's just the name of it.
It's not bad.
You know, and just...
Not bad.
That way you're all set. And, you know, you wouldn't need to do it. You could do it for Saturday college football if you opened up a franchise in a hotbed.
Do it round the clock. You see where this is all going, AI and virtual reality. If there isn't a game on, just make one up.
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
I mean, right? You could make it
Everybody's
up. But
watching each other play video games. You don't even need to play the video games anymore.
That's
you
right.
Watch other people play video games. There's no question in my mind that we could have something on the screen 24/7.
For sure.
Let's not close. Let's be like a casino. No closing.
No booze from 2 to 6, though. Puts That's a little bit of a damp. We'll just serve coffee from 2 to 6.
Well, I mean, no. We'll just encourage everybody from 1 to 2 to really get after it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and grab a nap and be ready for the next morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we could have some, like, nap rooms in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little lounge area. You need to take a break. Let your eyes actually reinsert themselves back into your body. So maybe we could just call it screen.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, there is literally round the clock sports entertainment. If you want to talk about, you know, European soccer, those games are, some of those games are 5 o'clock our time on a Saturday. So you can roll right through, get all the stuff we needed. But it always dawned on me, the thing you're talking about, where watching football at home now is at times it's more fulfilling because of the red zone, your couch, your everything that you can control. The controllables are all there.
Dude, I've reached a point where on a Sunday, I am not comfortable leaving the house. It's brutal. Like, I'm admitting, I'm telling on myself here. Like,
which phobia is that?
Dude, the kids will have a game. When you see that schedule come out for whatever it is, flag football, soccer, whatever it is, and they play at 11 on a Sunday, and it's a roadie, I'm just like, oh, for crying out loud. What are we going to do about this? This is going to cost me 2.5 hours of red zone. I can't do it.
Yep.
You got to call one of the other kids' parents and be like, you going to that game? I'll grab a ride with you. I'm telling you, dude, to me, you know I think this. I think it's the best thing on TV. It is the best thing on TV. Red Zone Channel. No commercials.
7 hours.
7 hours. And at no point am I bored. The only time I'm bored is when all the games go to halftime at the same time. Or when you get into the afternoon and they've only got like two games and one of them's the Raiders. That's usually when I'm like, come on, people. Like, who did this? Why do we have 11 games this morning and we got two?
Usually
in the
three
afternoon?
Is the minimum in the afternoon, but I'm with you. And I guess if I could change one thing about the NFL, it would be balancing out the windows, because some days you go to the Octo Box and you need the Nano Box in the morning because there's actually 9 games. There might be 10 games.
Yep.
And then you've got Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. So at most you can have 13 other games.
Right.
And if you got 10 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, what are
left.
We doing?
Yeah, 3 left, and usually the Broncos are hosting the Raiders.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Can I fire you guys up really quick?
Yeah, what's up?
Apologies to the YouTube crowd.
Yeah! Stop da 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 da!
Yes.
It is 10 a.m.
Yes, you can.
On a Sunday somewhere. Oh, my goodness. I got to take a video this year of what happens in my house when that happens.
Yeah. I want to see it.
People are losing their minds. I mean, everything short of people like dudes taking their shirts off. It looks like everyone is wasted at a bar in Barcelona on a senior trip. Everyone is flying everywhere. People are dancing with dogs. I mean, high-fiving. People, I mean, it is out of control. 10 a.m. on a Sunday when that music starts. And here comes Scott Hansen to let us know that 7 hours, the next 7 hours of your life, are going to be the best 7 hours of your life.
It just, I had goosebumps right there, Grandy. Thank you. You did fire me up, and I just was thinking about that opening sentence. Week one is here. The wait is over. And I'm just looking at it right now, Mark. The Octobox will be on display. 8 games in the early window. And then you've got 4 in the late, so not terrible, including the Niners against the division rival Seattle Seahawks.
I think we got 10 Sundays left.
73 days.
10 Sundays left with no football.
I just did the Googleage. How many days until September 7th? 73 days.
Yeah, but that's the first Sunday.
Right.
70 days until the first football game.
Sure, 10 weeks from today.
Yeah. So Cowboys and Eagles, 10 weeks from today.
Yeah, just in the sense of the, you know, the red zone channel,
yeah, the
Sunday.
Red zone does not come on Thursday
night. And even if you want to, like, backdate it to the Hall of Fame game, which
I don't
take the under.
No,
those, but at least that's football.
No, I know, but that ends up annoying me more than anything else. Preseason football annoys me. It's like walking through a casino when you're 19.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
It's like, come on, man. What are we doing? Were you here to tease me? Like, here's the Cowboys and the Eagles. Now here's a bunch of people who are trying to be on the Cowboys and the Eagles. Ah, no thanks.
5 weeks from today.
I'm out.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, they don't play
Chargers
that.
And the Lions. It's your Hall of Fame game. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's on. NBC has it.
I have
the Hall of Fame game.
I have some texts I need to read. I think this one I can tell is tongue in cheek. So 510, I hope you get that we come after the Raiders purposefully because we know that it ticks them. As a Niner fan, I feel like that's my gig. That's my job. The same way it's your job to come after me. I love the way the Raiders and Niners fans interact with each other because it usually doesn't come to blows. There's just kind of a healthy, like, poke, poke, poke there. 510 says, I loved Willard until he talked about the Raiders bad just now. I already hated Dibs for it. So, like, I told you this. Ever since that New Year's Day game in Vegas, the Niner-Raider game, Brock Purdy came from behind overtime, 38-35, something like that. I forget what the final score was, but whatever. I loved the interaction between 49ers and Raiders fans there. It's a very healthy dose of, like, just grin and trash talk, but it's not serious. It's not serious.
Anymore.
Yeah. Anymore.
Well, we'll find out August 16th when you can throw the records out.
Oh, God.
When these two teams collide in Vegas, preseason game number two.
Another 510. You guys, as a restaurateur and chef, this is a great idea. If I successfully steal it, you two won't have season tickets. You'll have lifetime tickets, both with your own booth named after you and drinks on the house.
I love it.
Genius.
Text of the day, yep. Nominee.
Okay.
I thought about this years ago as we transitioned from in-person sports to, you know, because if I didn't have a three-year-old or almost three-year-old now, and if I wasn't married, yeah, I'd be going every Sunday to a spot.
I would love to run a restaurant. I have always heard it is so much harder than it looks. I have heard it is a very difficult business to make successful.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
I think 90% of them fail within the first 3 years.
Yeah. I love the idea. I love food. I love sports. I love people. I love the idea. I would love to do that. But I think it's hard.
Well, you've worked in restaurants, as have I, and what goes on in the back of the house versus what goes on in the front of the house.
Holy smokes.
A whole different world back there.
A lot of stuff going on back there.
Bro, I mean, I worked in probably 9 different pizzerias, I got thousands of stories.
Yeah. Can I retell my favorite back of the house restaurant story ever?
Of course.
Coming up next. When I worked at Old Custom House in Avila Beach and large sums of money started changing hands.
Mm.
Large sums. Plus, let's get an update on round 2 of the NBA draft. Grandy is standing by with how many picks in are we, Grandy?
We've had 4 picks in the second round so far.
4 picks, and the Warriors are not yet on the clock, but they are going to be on the clock twice tonight. Keep it like right here to 95.7 The Game. Grandy and Evan are going to have all the coverage throughout the remainder of the evening. We're sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. Traveling in 2025, you should start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport. With the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, and tasty food, why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. FlySFO.com. This is Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Mark, do you have to be a homer on the radio?
Well, Brian, you have no idea.
Well, hold on a second.
On 95.7 The Game.
Anyway, always good stories to tell. Always good stories to tell. I mean, I could tell that one on the air. Should I have been mad or should I have high-fived my son earlier today? We go fishing for a couple hours.
Okay.
My daughter, too. She came along. We caught nothing. We got the skunk bomb. We got nothing. And now we're in the risk. We're running the risk of being late. And I want to say hello to our friend, our new friend. I always considered a new friend when we meet someone out in the world who likes to listen to the show. Say hello to John. I met him out at Bon Tempe Lake today.
Right on, John.
Yeah. He heard me talking to the kids. And he says, he's like 20 feet away. He goes, dude, you should do voiceover work. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. Like, I probably should have just been like, thanks, and moved on.
Right.
But I'm like, I kind of do. Next thing you know, whatever. He listens to the show. He's like, oh, my God, that's why I recognize your voice. All right. So we're going to be late. Like, I got to go. And we've caught nothing. And my son does not do well when we catch nothing. He's ticked. Damn it, why do we,
dumb fish.
Stupid fish, why aren't you biting today? Aren't you hungry? So we're leaving, and on the way out, my daughter, we're like up on an elevated trail at this point. My daughter goes, look, there's a huge bass sitting there, right down there in the water. And I go, oh yeah, look at that. And I knew exactly what my son was going to do. And I turned around and I go, don't do it. I'm late, we've got to go. And he looks at me, and casts.
Oh boy.
Right on top of the fish.
Right in your face.
And I said to him, I go, thank you very much for listening to me, Abe. And the next thing he says, Dad, I got him. Fish darts at the freaking line, bites the bait, and he's into it. Now he's flying down the hill because he's in a fight. Pulls the fish out. It's a big, good-sized bass. And clean catch, unhook, let the bass go, And now his entire demeanor has changed. He is on cloud nine now. So when that kid gets back to me, what do I do? High five, nice catch, or shove him in the water? Thanks a lot for listening to me.
In this case, knowing how, quote unquote, late you were about 10 minutes late.
Yep.
And you had three people waiting for you.
Yep.
Not super impatiently because, look. It was a show meeting, which, yep. And we had enough time to handle business.
You're also probably used to it because I'm usually 10 minutes late.
Correct. Yeah. So in this case, it is a high five and in your own head, it's you pick your battles and you file this one under yep. L for late. And, you know, next time that something like this happens and you actually really are late, then you can go back to the mental Rolodex and say, you know, this is the second time in 4 days you've blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
You know. So anyway, it's a high five.
Anyway, he caught the fish. Yeah.
Nice.
Good job, Abe. Anyway, I had to give you the best back of the house restaurant story ever. And I think I've told you the story before, the Super Bowl pool.
Absolutely.
The Super Bowl pool at Old Custom House in Avila Beach. So I don't know if they do this stuff anymore, but this is the kind of stuff that sometimes is happening in the back of the house where you're sitting down to order the soup of the day. So come January and February at Old Custom House in Avila Beach years ago, they had a Super Bowl pool, but it was not for the faint of heart. It was $100 a square. $100 a square, which means, let's see, quick math, because they did not take, I don't think they took any of the money. Like their thought process was, our locals know that we're doing this, so that's going to bring them to the yard.
That's 10 grand, Mark.
They did not keep that. That's $10,000.
Correct.
And I think the way they broke it up was like $1,000 for the first quarter, $2,000 for halftime, $1,000 for the third quarter, and $6,000.
It's a good pool.
To nail the final score. So this is constantly going on, and it's behind, like you have to go in, and it's not like hanging on the wall. You got to know. You got to come in and be like, hey, you guys. So I'm like doing this for weeks leading up. You guys doing that pool? Oh, yeah, come on over here and blah, blah, blah. You got to talk to the manager. All right. So day after the Super Bowl, guy comes in, sits down, and I'm waiting on him. And he orders very, very little. He says, hey, give me some scrambled eggs and some coffee. All right. You know, your bill's like $7.95 or whatever it is. So he's a nice guy, not very talkative. He's just sitting there. It's a quiet Monday morning at the restaurant. And he's eating his eggs and having his coffee. And he's almost done, and he pulls me over, and he goes, hey, I got a question for you. I said, yeah, what's up? He goes, hey, did you guys still do that Super Bowl pool? I go, oh, yeah, the big board's in the back. He goes, would you mind if I saw it? And I'm thinking to myself, well, it's over now, you know, so sure. So I run in the back and get the big old Super Bowl pool. And I mean, it's on a big cork board, right? And so I bring it back out to him and I show it to him. And at this point, it's got a circle around the square that won. And he looks at it and he goes, huh. And he points to the square that's circled and he goes, wouldn't you know it? That's me. And I'm like, ha, wouldn't that be nice?
Right. $6,000.
He says, hey, buddy. That's me, and I think you should go get your manager. And I was like, oh, Schmidt.
Totally. I'm sure the square said something like, you know, Bob L. Right. You know, there's not like a name and a phone number or anything. Right. It's just.
I'm like, boss, there's a wackadoodle with some scrambled eggs out there who says this is him. And he goes, okay, I'll go check it out. I'll go handle it. So he goes out there. It's an identification sensation.
It's more than a box.
Checking through everything.
Cha-ching!
Here's where the story gets good. It is the guy, and there, boom, envelope, cash, pow, right then and there. And so then the guy goes, yeah, I'll take my bill. I bring it over there, $7.93. Yeah. And this guy goes, all right, there's $100 for you. And he gets up from his table. And this guy does not care that he is not an employee. Bang, right through the swinging doors into the kitchen.
Sure.
$100 for you. $100 for you. $100 for you. $100. Bang, right? He's Oprah.
Hundreds.
Just firing C notes at every single employee. This guy became the most beloved customer who's ever walked inside that restaurant. Smiles, waves, high fives. He probably dropped one of his $6,000 right there.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
For sure.
Handed it out to the whole staff.
Line cooks, busboys.
This story was buzzing through the restaurant for weeks, but the funny kicker was, oh, gosh, one of the poor servers, this lady, she was in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
The whole time.
I was in the pool. She was in the bathroom.
She comes out. She's like, what is everybody yelling about? And I'm like,
the whole time?
Oh, God. Yeah, she must have, you know.
Must have been a double flusher. She's in there the whole time.
And he, the guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then, when she came out, he was like a Dwayne Kuiper road home run. Gone.
Yep.
She got nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. But this is the stuff to tap. I mean, there's stuff. There's stories back there in the back of the house.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a front of the house, back of the house combo and good for you. And that's just one of those things where you happen to be there that day and get lucky.
It was good. Yeah.
I remember I was on the set of Flubber and.
Oh, your movie.
Yeah. Back in 97, it was the Packers Super Bowl and. They had a square pool for all the crew. And because, you know, I'm a kind of guy, get to know everyone. I got in on the square pool with the crew.
Of course you did.
And I think it was one of those like 10 bucks a square, $5 a square. And I ended up winning the second, third, and fourth quarter.
Oh, God.
And I had a little side action with one of my fellow actors who had a bookie. And so
bookie.
I hit that as well. I ended up winning about $700.
Hey now.
As well as making that $200 a day as a featured extra.
I mean, that was good.
Good little day. Good little day on set.
How many days were you there?
18.
Oh.
The basketball scene is a long scene.
Yeah.
Long scene, brother.
So wait, $200 a day for 18 days?
Yep.
Okay.
Plus you get paid for wardrobe days. When you have to go in and get fitted for wardrobe, that's another like 55.
Damn.
And I wasn't even union. If you're in that SAG-AFTRA, go ahead and raise that rate a little now.
Look at you.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Impressive. All right, here comes Grandy and Evan, everybody. And a reminder, you'll be hearing Willie and Dibby tomorrow live from Cache Creek, y'all. That's where the show is going to originate tomorrow. And by the way, I think you saw the tee times, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Demetrius, who called in the other day, he's yours. And I draw Zucci main.
Yep.
So that's how that's going to go down on Saturday. We got a show to do out there first, so we'll do that tomorrow. We're looking forward to it.
Yep.
Meeting everybody out there at Cache Creek.
And so before you ask, yeah, I do want to do it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. And Grandy and Evan, they would like to do the second round of the NBA draft. The Warriors have two picks, and it is all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, for Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.